When we think of tango, we also probably think about a dance that is practiced by a man dancing with a woman. But tango development was first oriented around male-male partnering. This is a product of logistics and reflected the demographics of Buenos Aires, which housed a large population of male immigrants who left their families behind to come to this urban center in search of work. That tango was initially danced by men also explains tango's scandalous profile, for in its early years, it was considered unfit for ladies. In the late 19th century, tango was danced in brothels by men who used the dance as a means to compete for women. In other words, male clients won their prostitutes by way of being the best or most impressive tango dancer. As such, the contribution made by women to early versions of tango was indirect. However, this structure of tango as a means for winning women in brothels underscores the dance's competitive and improvisational traditions, which still exists today. Take a look at this late 19th century photograph revealing men dancing tango together.